Hey there, travelers, nurses, healthcare providers, everybody, how's it going? Thanks for jumping on the Happy Traveler podcast with us. I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly. Thank you guys for listening. I'm excited about this week because it's going to be a little bit different of a podcast. I'm going to go kind of back and forth with one of my colleagues because we're doing a special episode today, this week, I guess, about nurse practitioner school and getting your master's and what that looks like. So I brought on someone you guys all know and love, Ryan Sendow. So he just graduated just like I did last week with his nurse practitioner. So Master's of Science in Nursing. He did psych. I did family. It's so awesome. And it's just really cool. He's been a long time fan and family member of the Wanderly clan. So we're excited to have him on today to chat too. But yeah, it's going to be all things school and graduation. And we got a lot of questions from people about, you know, what school was like and what nurse practitioner clinicals and things like that, and how we chose, you know, which different, I guess, section we wanted to do, whether it was psych or family. We had a lot of questions about that stuff. So we're just going to chat about it. But before we get into it, let's have Ryan do a quick little intro. It's so funny. We normally plan these podcasts out almost to a T, almost to the minute. But today I was like, I called Ryan up and I said, let's just jump on and chat because nobody knows our lived experiences like we do. And he's one of my good buddies. So I'm so excited. But Ryan, before we jump into all the juicy gossip that is master's and nurse practitioner school, do you want to give everyone who may not know you quite yet a little brief background on your nursing history and everything that you've been doing career experience wise?
Absolutely. Hey, Wanderly family. My name is Ryan. I am a recent psychiatric nurse practitioner grad student. I just graduated about a few weeks ago. And I live in Michigan. I used to be a travel nurse, and I've been a nurse for 8 years, and been a long time listener and just a friend of Kelly. So thanks for having me on here.
Oh my gosh, of course. And for anyone that's like super travel nursing social media, like if you're in that community, he runs the Instagram page Travel Nurse Takeover, which is like the coolest page ever because it's a whole bunch of travel nurses that share their experiences with travel nursing, and it's a fantastic resource, so go check that out too. Rye, I'm so excited to chat with you about this because first, I didn't know you've been a nurse for 8 years. That's awesome. But I think maybe we can save this for the end of the podcast, but I have to know like what you're planning on doing with your NP, because I feel like that's such, like I get that question every stinking day. Like I'm not even kidding you. Like someone asked me, so what are you going to do with your degree? And so we'll get into that in a little bit, but everyone was kind of asking me for advice on how to choose, like, which, I don't even know what you call it, like, which section, which, what type of nurse practitioner you want to be. I, like, wanted to do family, specifically because I just wanted to work with all the different populations, and I wasn't super positive about a specialty that I loved more, one more than the other, and so I kind of wanted one that would, like, allow me to kind of work anywhere, even though, like, obviously I couldn't probably do psych because it's not specialized or peds or something like that, but as a family NP in primary care, I'll see, you know, those patient populations in primary care just as a provider. So that's kind of why I chose it. But you've been such an advocate in the psychiatric community and just for psych nurses, for psych NPs, and just that population in general. But what was like your decision where you're like, okay, I'm going to go back to NP school? And also, why did you choose psych, like specifically for your future?
Wow, that's a great question, and there's a lot to unpack to that. There's as far as a psychiatric nurse practitioner goes, and I think this goes for anyone who's a nurse for a while, you have to choose something that you are super passionate about or something that you really enjoy. I think once you become a nurse practitioner, you know, once you're adding to your credentials or moving on in your career as a nurse, you got to choose which one you want to do. So for me, it was psychiatric nurse practitioner. You know, others would rather, you know, want to do family nurse practitioner, oncology, orthopedics, any of those. But whatever you decide, you just got, you know, I feel like it's something that you need to be passionate about. And for me, psychiatric mental nursing was always important to me because I always loved working with that demographic. Like just dealing with people who are just struggling with, you know, with depression or anxiety, and just being able to be there for them, is something that's super rewarding for me. So whatever you decide to do, if you want to move forward in your nursing career, just got to be, you know, something that you want to be passionate about and something that you can see yourself doing every day.
Well, I think too, when you know, we talk about going into some sort of like specialty, especially when you're going to be paying as much money as you pay for like to go get your master's in nursing, it's like you do kind of want to be sure. And for me, I made the decision very young. I started, you know, getting my master's at 23 years old. And so I wasn't that positive. And looking back, I wish I had been more. But the good news is, for anyone who's kind of like me, where maybe you're not sure, but you want to go back to school, or maybe you're halfway through the program and you're still a little unsure. What I loved is, or you know, you maybe find something that you just love in school that's like a specialty too while you're already in a different program. All of that's like not something to freak out about. What I learned too is, after, you know, I started doing family, I really, really loved OB, and I really thought about doing midwifery. And you can get a post-master certificate in whatever you're really passionate about, it if it is something different, and then you'll have both. And that's not getting an entire, like, another master's degree. It's a post-master certificate that also gives you credentials and the ability to work in that field or in that specialty too, with a lot more expertise. But I totally agree. I think you should be passionate about it, especially if you've been, you know, a nurse for 5+ years, absolutely, you know, don't want to spend all that money and then not really want to be a provider in that area. So definitely do your research and talk to people and take your time. I think that's all. How was school for you specifically, Rye? Like, did you work through school? Were you going to classes? Were you online? What was your experience? Because I'll share mine after you, but I'm definitely curious. Like, so many people want to know, is it hard? Like, how do you do it all? And so, like, what was your, like, course load like? And, you know, did you go to class? Like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I feel throughout the whole program, I worked 40 hours a week. I know that a lot of my classmates went into part-time or just stopped schooling, especially towards the latter part of the program, just because it gets really busy. And so, you know, if you're able to, like, financially be okay with, like, not working, like, you know, work part-time or not working at all, I feel like a lot of people go that route. For me, I needed to work 40 hours, and work full time and go to school. So it was pretty hard. It was pretty intense. If you're able to, you know, not, work full, you know, full time, I probably recommend that. But it does get pretty hard.
Did you go into classes, or did you do online?
So this quarantine thing made most of our classes towards the end online, but mine was a brick and mortar. So I went to downtown Detroit to go to class, but it wasn't an online program. But the quarantine thing made it so that we had to do all our meetings on Zoom. So that's what happened.
Yeah, that makes total sense. So that's like good insight, especially that you were still working, you know, the 40 hours as a, like, on the floor. That's awesome. I was definitely still working too, and doing photo shoots and traveling to speak and stuff. Everyone, hopefully, if you know what I'm up to, I do nurse advocacy and I work for various companies. So I'm basically from home. I'm not on the floor, but I had a bunch of clinicals where I would do intensives. So my intensives of my clinicals were about 180 hours. So I would do like 24 full shifts, per every like 3 months. And so I definitely was still like in the clinic on the floor, like primary care, seeing my own patients the whole bit, but I was all online. And so I got to, you know, kind of schedule my schoolwork around my workload, which was really nice. But I will definitely say, from my experience, if you are, you must still work, like if you absolutely financially can't take time off, which is totally understandable, like not many people can, I really highly recommend online. Like, it was not easy. Like, of course it's not easy, but because it's all just like an advancement of courses we've already taken as in undergrad, it is, for me, it was just much easier to time manage with, I had like, everything was due on a Sunday night. So I could time manage. I could like plan my whole week. I didn't have to like log into Zoom because they would record them if they were having a class, and I could watch it later, like whatever I wanted to do. And that was really, really helpful to just plan. And it made it, I think, so much easier than like having like to be demanded to be at certain like class periods, just because that's just really not feasible with my schedule. So if you're thinking about doing NP, but you're like, man, I just can't go into campus, or like, I won't be able to find daycare, or like, I can't take time off, or I work a 9-to-5 clinic job, or whatever it is, you can absolutely do it online. Like, it's totally doable. Yeah, it's hard work, but like, you just can do it. I absolutely highly recommend it, because it's just not crazy difficult. It just isn't. It's like, it's definitely doable. So it's manageable. And I think that that's a good, you know, good way to kind of put it. Where did you go to school again, Rye?
I went to Wayne State University. It's in downtown Detroit.
Nice. Okay, I went to UC Denver, so people know it as, like, the Anschutz Medical Campus that you saw on, like, I think it's Biggest Loser, like, whatever television show that was, the where they work out is, like, that was my campus. But I only had to go to campus, like, twice a year for, like, intensives or something like that. I didn't really have to be on campus. I live in California. That's how, like, distant learner I was. So it was really, really, really awesome. And clinicals for me, I want to hear your, like, how clinicals worked for you. But for me, I did them intensives, like I was saying. So they were, like, back-to-back. I almost, like I literally would just work all of my clinicals straight back-to-back every day except for Saturday and Sunday. I had to go to Colorado to do those. So I didn't have to go to campus, but I had to go there so that my school's liability would cover me in clinicals. But yeah. It was, like, really not that difficult. My school set up housing if I needed it. I am from Colorado. Like I said, I worked from home, so it was easier for me. But a lot of the people, too, who lived in Colorado going to school said that it was pretty doable for them, too, because if they didn't do an intensive, they would just plan their clinical times, like, around their work schedule, and it just really wasn't that bad. It's just, it's just very doable, at least for my program. What was your clinical experience like?
Mine was pretty doable. I think the clinicals aspect of it, I think just the hardest part of it was going back to just working full time and doing clinicals at the same time, you know, just going to clinicals and then right after going to night shift. That was just probably the hardest part of the entire MP process. But clinicals was pretty straightforward. We just, you know, the benefit of going to, like, I guess on site, like Wayne State was that they provided our clinicals for us, as opposed to, I know a lot of programs, if you go online, you have to find your own clinical site. So, so that was a benefit to, like, just going, to a brick and mortar campus. So that was helpful.
That sounds like it would be super helpful. It's so funny. Like, I think it's weird. Like, when you're in nursing school, I feel like there's kind of like a program that almost every nursing school kind of follows, right? Like, you have your med surg rotation, your OB rotation. Like, we all kind of, like, do it in the same, like, specialties and whatever. But when you're doing NP, especially for, like, a super specialized one, like you with psych, or, you know, the people who are doing pediatrics or whatever, their clinicals are probably very different than what we did in family. Like, we had to do an adult rotation. We had to do a pediatric rotation, a women's health rotation. It was awesome. I really enjoyed going to school. When they were telling me, like, you're about to graduate, I was like, I think you guys have, like, mistaken me for somebody else. Like, no way I'm done. Like, I don't know, it just kind of flew by. So I, like, really do recommend it. And I don't know, you know, I took out loans and stuff like that, and I have no problem sharing that. I got to pay for some things, you know, that was very fortunate, but I also definitely had loans, and my school offered health insurance through our program. So, like, we had a lot of benefits that were pretty awesome. But I am so curious, Rice, like, what do you want to do next? Like, it is so crazy. You're like, I'm not travel nursing anymore. Like, all that stuff, it's in your path. So, like, what do you want to do? Like, do you want a floor position? Do you want to do, like, clinic psych stuff? Like, what are you feeling?
Yeah, I think that I pretty much want to work with any demographic, but specifically, I really do want to work with athletes that are struggling with mental health. I personally love sports and just, like, the competitive nature and all that stuff. I love sports. So I've always wanted to figure out how do I bring my love for sports and my love for psych and mental health together. And so I figured that might be a really good way of doing it. Maybe eventually working private practice and working with, like, college students or maybe professional athletes at some point. But until I get to that point, I'm more than happy to work with any demographic, you know, just helping out people, you know, where they're, you know, if they're struggling with anxiety, depression, mental health issues, any of that, I love helping out. So that's kind of part of my plan. So.
Ooh, that's nice. Ooh, you would be so good with college students and athletes. That would be, like, totally an awesome calling for you. I feel everyone keeps asking me this, and my answer, to be completely honest, is I don't know. I have to get, like, first we both have to get licensed and, like, get all of that information figured out, which is different in every state. But with everything kind of on hold, it's tough to know, like, if we're going to be in a hiring freeze out here, if I'll be able to use this for, like, some television stuff or more with travel nursing. If I'll be able to do primary care, if I might want to do aesthetics. So it's cool because I can do really anything with the family one, but I'm also, like, I'm really interested in midwifery. So I might do, like, a postmaster certificate, but either way, my first priority is getting licensed and then just kind of seeing, like, wherever, like, my life takes me next, like, where it all kind of fits in. Cause I definitely want to use my degree. Like, I don't feel like it's something I got just to have, just to say I have, but I'm really not sure what capacity yet, because I'm interested in a lot of things, not because I'm not interested in things, you know?
Right. Do you see yourself like moving to Colorado? That's your hometown, right? Or staying in California?
Yeah, that is such a good question. Honestly, I definitely want to stay out in California. Just with my like contracts with Scrubs and Wanderly and Cherokee, they're like my family, you know, and I love, love, love what I do. So I definitely want to stay out in California. You also, it's like so crazy. This is like so nuts to me, but you don't have to take boards to become licensed out in California, which is so crazy. And it feels like kind of unsafe to me, but I'm
that obviously, sounds
right? It's like so nuts to me. I'm definitely going to take them. Like, I absolutely, like, of course. But it's just, I have, like, I feel like I've got more advocacy to do out here, because that's, like, not okay with me. Like, it's unsafe. I think that there should absolutely be a national exam that every nurse practitioner needs to pass. And we need to keep that consistent to become licensed. And out here, that's just not the case. There's legislation in the works for it, so I don't think it'll be too long before it's required. But I think that's important. So I definitely want to stay out here just with what I'm doing. And that's why I kind of don't know if I'm drawn more to primary care or to aesthetics or something along those lines quite yet. But I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, no, I don't think Colorado's in my future, at least in the next couple of years, but maybe in like the far future. Who knows what I'll be up to.
That's
next
so interesting, yeah.
I like to get crazy.
Right. How stressed were you in your MP program, would you say? Like this whole time, you know, with balancing work and MP, like, just out of curiosity, like, how stressed were you?
It was kind of like, oh gosh, you know, the last year before my, like, final semester. So, like, the whole last year before this final semester, because it was kind of, like, almost easier just because it was the final one, like, we're just kind of tying up loose ends. It was pretty difficult. Like, there was a lot of coursework that was due, a lot of really hard content and a lot of exams. So that was kind of stressful, but like I said, just being all online, I could really plan it out and like plan my whole days. I would have my work schedule and my course load like all ready to rock and roll. So it really wasn't too bad. I would say though, remembering to do everything by Sunday night, like I would try to plan, of course, but like some weeks would be way harder than others. So that was pretty stressful. And I will say too, having to go into like onto campus or having to go home for the intensives. I'd go home for like 6 weeks at a time, which was like so crazy, right? Like I'd like drive there with my dog and it's like a 20-hour drive. That was like a little intense, but to be honest, like I just worked through it and I had a ton of resources. Like UC Denver gave me a lot of awesome people to work with. So right. I would say the last year was probably like an 8 out of 10, not going to lie, but the first 2 years were probably like a 4 out of 10. They just weren't as bad for sure.
That's cool. That's awesome. I think the best advice that I would have, like just to even survive the MP program, is to, you know, surround yourself. I mean, it might be a little more difficult online, but like just find good, you know, students that you can study with that can kind of help each other out. That really helped me. And then just to not procrastinate, because when I procrastinate, it's not good. So
just make, that is such a good point. Well, and I think like another piece of advice I would totally give anyone that's going is like, I think as providers, because we have so much more responsibility, I think we try to learn every single thing you could possibly learn, right? And that's just impossible. So like what I would also tell you is like really, really focus on what you know you want to work in. Like I really want to work in women's health or like OB or something like that. So like I didn't, like obviously if I was offered an opportunity in clinical, I took it, but like I didn't spend as much time, you know, learning injections, like, you know, for like steroid injections or whatever, as I would like, you know, placing IUDs or something like that. Like, because I'm like, yeah, will I see those patients? Will I possibly have to do that? Of course. Like, is it a skill I should know? Of course. But like, I'm very, very sure of what I want to do. And it's most likely going to be in like a women's health clinic. So it's like, would I be able to do steroid injections for someone with knee pain or shoulder pain? Sure. But like, is that really what I see myself doing in like being in a primary care clinic? Probably not. So I also just also say like, definitely learn your material. Like, of course, know, you know, a little bit about everything, but really don't like stress yourself out to where you're overwhelmed and you're not, you know, like focusing on the stuff you're really passionate about, because like I would be willing to guarantee that I like never do a steroid injection knowing what I want to do versus like I'll probably place like 10 IUDs a month, you know? So it's just like, that's just one example, but I would just say, you know, so many people in my program, because we were family, just tried to learn everything about everything. And I think there's just, it's not possible. Like you just can't soak up that much information. So then they were actually kind of almost not proficient in the majority of areas because they were just trying to learn something about everything. So I would really say, you know, just do what you need to do to pass for sure, but focus on what you're super passionate about and like what you really want to work on and in the area you really want to work on, because you're just going to stress yourself out like crazy if you try to learn everything about everything. I don't know if you felt that way, but in family it was like there's no way I was going to know, you know, every single way that you know cardiac meds, you know, interfered with so and so. But you know, it was like you just can't learn everything, but you should just know, you know, you want to be safe, you want to know the resources that you can use to find those answers always, of course. But I think if I had, you know, just stressed so much about being perfect, like I never would have made it through.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think with like just with the psych NP, knowing that like I may not know all the different polypharmacy benefits of like what medications work with the interact with others and like just like getting really into the details of every like medication or diagnosis. You know, when you graduate, you only really learn like from experience. So outside of your clinicals. So I don't think you should pressure yourself to not have to know, you know, not to know everything all at once. So
yeah, that is such a good point. Because it is, it's like, like we do need to know like a little bit, you know, that's like how we become safe. But I think like just as undergrad students, we focus so hard on trying to know everything because the NCLEX is like no joke, which obviously our board, like our national exam isn't either, but it's just, there's so much like you can learn through these like comprehensive review programs. So I would absolutely recommend that. Like, even if that's just a book that you work through, there's a lot of comprehensive reviews for like your NP exams if you're like already in the position to be taking boards that I totally recommend. So you also don't have to like stress so much because like all the stuff you maybe weren't super great at or super competent in because it was tough content or you just weren't interested will be kind of condensed for you and like being able to help you pass boards. And then you can really focus and learn from your colleagues and do mentorships and that kind of stuff in like the area that you're super, super interested in. And like you can learn all the little tips and tricks, you know, when it comes to especially medication. Like you're never going to know everything. You just got to do the best you can, and you just have to know what resources are super reliable for you to use if you're going to be, you know, working or prescribing a medication that maybe you're not as comfortable with as others, or like indications, because we have so many resources and our colleagues too, of course, can help with that. So
another reason why I became a psych NP was because I think that when I was a travel nurse and you know, being a nurse for about 8 years, I felt like my knowledge kind of peaked and I felt like I wasn't learning anymore. So I think there's like the natural evolution of like the nursing career process. I went from going from a nurse to a travel nurse and now just becoming an MP. I think that was one of the biggest reasons why I became one. So just to add that as part of
it. I think that's a great reason. And honestly, I feel like, I don't know, part of me just wanted to keep learning more and more. Like I just wanted to know everything I could possibly know about nursing. And then I actually started the program and realized truly how much I was like invested in women's health and wanted to know like everything about, you know, what women go through and what they need and how I can help. And it's just like one of my best friends right now is like literally texting me about, she's like thinking that she's going into menopause early. And like, you know, it's such a great, good feeling to know that you can give, you know, your friends and your family some like assurance because you now know so much more and you are an expert in various fields. And it's just like, it's such a good feeling, especially when you're really passionate about it and you know that you're correct. Like, you know, you've done the work, you know, you've invested the time, you know, you've understood the content. And it's just like, it feels really good to be able to help people in this kind of capacity and to know what you're talking about. So I totally agree with you. It's awesome.
Yeah, perfect. Can't say any better than that.
Do you have anything else you want to add before we close out, Rye? This was awesome. I think we answered a lot of the questions people have about NP school. And anyone else that's listening to you guys can always, of course, reach out to us. But is there anything else that we missed that you can think of, Rye, that you just want to add real quick?
I think that's good right there, Kelly. I think we did answer a lot of it.
I think that's good too. Well, cool. Well, do you want to give people, you know, any of your handles or contact info that you want to share in case they have more questions for you?
My personal handle is RYSENDOW. And my community on Instagram is Travel Nurse Takeover. So if you want to ask any questions about travel nursing, you can go on there too.
Yay! Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Rye, for jumping on. I hope we answered your guys' questions. Like we said, if you have any more, please reach out to us. I'm Real Nurse Kelly on Instagram, or you can email me at kelly@wanderlead.us. Yeah, what a fun little version of the Happy Traveler podcast. We covered graduate school. It's so weird still for me to say that, but I'm really proud and I'm excited, and we'll see where it takes us. We'll do another podcast in like a year, Ryan. We'll see where we're at and what we've done with it. But for now,
congratulations on your MP school. I'm congratulating you. So,
who knew we could do it? We're so great. No, it's awesome. Well, yeah, it's really, it's, you know, it's a privilege to be able to go back to school, and it really is cool, and I can't wait to help people with it. So thank you guys for tuning in. I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderley. That's Ryan Sendow. He's a brand new psych NP. You can reach both of us, like I said, on Instagram or over email. Thanks for tuning in, and we will have another episode next week.